Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone, on this beautiful day, at least on the East Coast. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. So this show is all about soul, about your soul, how you listen to your soul, how you unleash your brilliance and you go after your biggest dreams. And today, I'm so overjoyed because we're having such an amazing guest. I'm interviewing Najit Kandola, and we're going to talk about how to be in worst case scenarios. Making decisions in worst case scenarios takes a certain kind of inner knowing and trust, whether that is listening to your inner voice, the surgeons, or your partner. And Najit Kandola has learned firsthand how to navigate this landscape, having survived a plane explosion with her two-year-old son in the Bahamas. And she will speak about the code. And she came back with from her life-changing experience. I know Najit is the most amazing spiritual advisor, teacher, friend, colleague. I met Najit at the Nitsoni Institute, the Light Institute, and I did many multi-incarnational sessions, and I've also worked with Najit, and she's just amazing. So stay with Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, about Najit. Najit Kandola, she's a spiritual advisor, an educator, a speaker, a filmmaker, a full-time mom, and the director of the Nitsoni School for Global Consciousness. And Najit was the host and producer of two concurrent radio shows, Windows to the Sky and the Media Brunch. And also she directed the independent programs Knowings, the Chris Griscom Show, and Life in Motion. Through her career, Najit has worked with an incredible diverse sphere of clientele ranging from millionaires to homeless to heroin addicts. She's also worked extensively with children and teens in public schools and detention center. And on her blog site, www.tenderlogic.com, Najit writes weekly in spirited style about awakening, love, awareness, and the evolution of higher consciousness. Stargazers and trailblazers, a welcome. Well, welcome, Najit. What an honor to have you here today.
Thank you, Saskia. Good morning.
Good morning. I know it's your time at 6, so everyone, you know, we here on the East Coast, we're 3 hours ahead. So thank you for making that effort.
Najit. Well, thank you for presenting me with the opportunity to see the glorious sunrise this morning.
Oh, yeah, you're living in Santa Fe, so I know I can totally, totally envision how glorious that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I ask all my guests always the first question, like, what happens when you have, like, a soul path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your you know, small self or however fearful self we call it, and we say hello to a way bigger part of us. Can you relate to that? Is there been a moment in your life that was like a turning point moment?
I think so. I think that all of us feel a calling whether we recognize it. It could be felt as a discomfort or a lack of connection to what we're doing. And it could be that, you know, everything seems fine, but there's something else that is calling you. And I remember when I was about 22 or 21, I think it was, I just finished my law degree, and a future was laid out ahead of me, which included pursuing law and becoming a lawyer, a barrister at some point, and then, you know, continuing that path and becoming a judge at some point, and then also an arranged marriage, and various other foundations for my life were laid out. And I just remember one day looking down that road and thinking to myself, that's me. But I also didn't know what was me. I mean, sometimes we think that, oh, when we have a calling, we're going to know exactly what it is that we're pursuing, or that, you know, that we're going to have a sense of how to pursue it. Oftentimes, it just starts as not that. It's not this, but I don't know what it is yet. And I don't know the first thing about how to get on that, in that right direction towards home, which is, you know, ourselves.
And Najit, was it like a gradual path for you where you discovered who you are and what your calling is, so to say?
Yes, certainly. I think that it took me to working on myself. I think for me it was very much about trying to find out who I was and what my relationship to life, what did I really feel about life? What did I really feel about work? What did I really feel about relationships? You know, I didn't really have that sense of myself deep enough to really know how to respond to life from a really much deeper self. And so my journey involved a journey of self-discovery, which is a very pointed journey of self-discovery, meaning that I wanted to actually study. I wanted to know on a very deep level that I could make decisions and choices, and I would know that they really came from me, not from out of fear or because I was trying to please someone or because they were going to make me look successful in the world, but that inside I could feel really solid in myself and really move past some of the fears that, you know, this is in the 80s, late 80s. And so there was a lot of change and turmoil in the UK, and I just wanted to feel a sense of stability in myself that wasn't dependent on the outside world. I wanted, you know, I'd looked at heroes. You know, my heroes were people like Yogananda and, you know, various different poets, and they spoke about something that I resonated with, but I wasn't quite sure how to get to that point in myself.
It's so true, and it's such a path that we're all walking right now, and I would love to talk about that more, but we're almost heading to a break. So Najit, if the listeners want to connect with you, I'd love you to already give your website so people can maybe even check you out in the break.
Yeah, sure. I would love for them to come on over to the trail and do some stargazing with me. It's Tender Logic, TenderLogic, tenderlogic.com.
Okay, well, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back with our special guest, Najit Kandola, we're going to talk about how to deal with worst case scenario and so much more. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Myself to sleep, waking up lonely. I needed someone to hold me.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with Najit Kandola about how to be in worst case scenario. But before we continue, I want everybody to know how to connect with Najit. Najit, can you give your information to all the listeners?
Yes, they can check me out at tenderlogic.com, T-E-N-D-E-R, logic, L-O-G-I-C, .com, and you can, you know, email me from there. You can get the information about what I do, and I would love to hear from everyone.
I can highly recommend for everyone to absolutely check Najit out. It's only such a delight to get Najit's writing in your inbox. I mean, that always brightens up my day. Go to logic.com. Najit, how to be in worst case scenarios. I mean, you are an example of amazing courage, and what you've gone through, I mean, certainly must have changed your perspective on life. Can you tell us, I mean, what happened with the accident?
Sure. In 2010, May 2010, my family and I were on holiday having a wonderful time. And my husband was swimming in the ocean. It was evening time. He thought he'd go for a quick last swim before the sun went down, and my son and I were on the beach watching him, and my mother-in-law, Chris Griscom, was also in the water with her son. And I had my son in my arms, who was about to turn two at the time. And suddenly I felt something, heard something, and I turned around, and before I knew it, a small plane had hit electrical wires, and what I'd heard or felt was the explosion, and then it passed over us. And as it passed over us, the plane, it burned both myself and my son with, anywhere from first, second, third, and fourth degree burns. And that was the beginning of a very long and interesting journey, to put it mildly.
And did that change your perspective on life?
Well, you know, it's one of the first things that I felt as I was feeling the heat and the burn was this sense of, in the first moments, there was this sense of something's, has got to help me here. I have meditated all my life. I believed in my higher self. I believe in being connected to the universe. And what was really apparent in that experience was that it was me. It was going to be me who was going to be making the decisions. There wasn't anything coming, because there was nothing that stopped me from feeling the pain in that experience. And that was the most difficult experience to have, was to be in the full-on physical sensation of a burn, and I'm sure everybody can relate to what it feels like to get a burn. So imagine that sensation, not only in your own body, but that of your child. And so that instance was very awakening, because it made me do a 180 on what I knew. And that's a really interesting experience for people who, meditate and believe in their higher self and so on, that when things happen, it isn't something like an angel with wings is going to come and whisk you away.
No.
Sometimes you really have to be fully alert and fully present and, work through the experience that you're in. And that was just shocking for me, because I know these kinds of things happen to people all the time. So for some reason, I'd never experienced an extreme situation where I was having to face intense physical pain, and not only that, but to have to witness my child being in intense physical pain was very illuminating, and at the same time, I felt very isolated and alone in realizing, wow, my inner voice is me. I'm so merged with myself that I'm the one who's showing up right now, so I'm the one who's going to have to do these things. And even saying that, there was a deeper part of me present, but it didn't take away from my responsibility, my awake, alerted consciousness.
Najit, how did you see your responsibility in this?
In what way?
Well, was there where you thought, talking about, everybody's always talking about the law of attraction. I mean, at some point, attracted this.
It's interesting. As the events were unfolding, I did not feel. It was so random. It was so random to be on a small island in the Bahamas where they had very few cars, even to have this ball of fire hit us. I did look at that afterwards, and yes, there is some karma with the island, maybe with the people, maybe with the person on the plane. But one of the things that I realized, and I felt very clear in myself, was that it wasn't that I was being punished, that it wasn't something that I had done to someone else or done to some other person. So I was being punished in this grand way. And one of the illuminations that I had was that sometimes we're completing cycles in that evolution. And so maybe what I learned for myself in that accident was that I was waking up from, even though I thought I was awake, I felt like I woke up into a deeper sense of purpose within myself, which had to do with becoming more visible in the world and not being afraid of being a teacher, being someone who speaks about spirituality, someone who really is, who's willing to embody love no matter what. And that was one of the deepest realizations for myself was, okay, cause, you know, if even if there is no, you know, what if there is no angels or a higher self or something, would you still believe in love? Would you still stand for that? And the answer is yes. So it's really kind of bringing the conversation full circle and saying, I am here, I am committed to being here, and I stand for love, and I stand for people in the darkest time of their lives. I know how to be in that space now, having gone through many surgeries and a great deal of pain, that, wow, you can stand in love throughout it all.
Najit, what do you mean with stand in love? I just want to make sure everybody knows what you mean by that.
Now, you know, because, you know, when you're going through a very difficult time in your life, especially if it goes on and on and on, if it's not just an instant like where you're challenged, but the challenge continues. You've already had the accident, and now the recovery period is taking a long time, and you don't know how long it's going to take. It could be a year, it could be several years, it could be for the rest of your life. And so there's a moment where you actually get to, you have to decide within yourself who you're going to be throughout the experience. Sure, it's not what you had imagined for yourself. And sure, there are other people who have much easier lives. And sure, there are people who have much more difficult lives. And so how do you want to be through this experience from day to day? And what I decided was that I was going to be stand in the energy of love, which was to accept where I was.
Yeah.
Not to blame anyone, not to blame my body for creating limitations or feeling limited, not to fall for the story around the pain, not necessarily the pain, but the story that, you know, it kind of arises all the time, which creates the suffering, was to be really awake in those places. And that's what I mean to stand in love, is to really be compassionate for the story that you're in. The experience that you're in, and really extricate yourself from the story that's being created around you. Oh, the suffering, how could this happen? Why me? I feel so awful, my poor child. You know, all the stuff that we start saying to ourselves in our minds, to allow that to fall away, because that's not the truth. In the truth, yes, I may be in physical pain right now, but if I just let that be and not create a story, it's a lot easier and a lot better for me and those around me.
Yeah, it's a lot more liberating.
Yeah. But it certainly takes a lot of stamina, you know. And that's one of the other realizations that I had, is that, you know, we prepare ourselves for the moments directly after the accident, from the impact, where we're prepared for it, we have the adrenaline. And we don't have much preparation in terms of the stamina, the mental stamina and the emotional stamina, the physical stamina it takes to come back. True, your wounds may heal after a year or a couple of years, or it may take a lot longer, but there has to be an emotional and psychological stamina and a spiritual stamina that needs to be nourished daily so that you can really meet the situation that you're in an optimal way. And that can be challenging, because you're so enmeshed in your story that, you know, sometimes you feel like, well, why should I, you know, try alternatives? Why can't I just take the pills and knock myself out with the morphine, which would make it a lot easier? But the truth is, it's not going to, sometimes, in my situation, oftentimes the morphine didn't really help, you know, because that pain is just, it's just very clear, very direct, very piercing pain. And so now how am I going to be? So in each of that painful day, you know, during bandage changes, it was just having to be in the moment, 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 until the bandage change was done, and then getting ready for the next day for the same, you know, 3-4 hour experience that would be, you know, happening. And so, you know, you need to have people around you who can help you to eat the right kinds of food, the right kind of environment. So it's not taxing on you. But
Najit, I have to break you off because we're heading to a break. So everyone. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're having an amazing guest, Najit Kandola, talking about how to be in worst-case scenarios. And after the break, we talk more about how to nurture that emotional stamina when you're deeply in your pain or your challenge. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we're talking with Navjeet. And I apologize. I want to make sure, Navjeet, you give people your website and spell your name because I want to make sure people can find you.
So it's tenderlogic.com, T-E-N-D-E-R, logic, L-O-G-I-C.com. It's one word. And my name is Navjeet Kandola. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from your listeners.
Thank you so much, Navjeet. We talked before the break about how important it is that we learn to create stamina and nurture, like, you know, how do we nurture ourselves? Because when we're in these big challenges, I mean, we don't know. We think, let's get out of here as fast as possible. And like you said in the break when we were talking, like, you know, this landscape, we don't know, and we don't want to be in there.
That's right, because, you know, and it's just such a fascinating place to be, because most of our lives, if you think about it, when you have a child and they get hurt, we think, they're there, it's all right, everything's going to be fine. So we're raised with this almost false sense of that everything is fine, and that pain or sense of unease is not okay. And so because we don't have that sense of like, okay, work your way through that when you're a child and you fall down, or that you're feeling uncomfortable, the parent always comes in, scoops the child up and comforts them. And that's, I mean, I do that too. But one of the things that then doesn't get to happen is that the child, or we as children, did not get to experience how to move through that, that it wasn't actually so scary, that if we just were left alone for a bit, we would have figured it out. So fast forward to a time in your life where you're injured or you're in some kind of a crisis situation, what do you want? You want someone to scoop you up and take you out of that situation and say, there, I'm going to make it perfect, everything's going to be okay. And we also are taught, you know, whether through religions or spirituality, that if you pray or if you meditate or if you hope for a miracle, there, you'll be taken care of. And so I think we have this false sense of relationship with reality. And that doesn't mean that we can't pray or meditate and come into place of peace, but it's that wanting to get out of it as quickly as we can that your higher self or your soul is learning, is how to be in this place, which actually, because of our thinking, we think it's very scary. But if we slow down enough, we would find that there are points of pain or discomfort, but the rest of the landscape is actually very useful to us. If we can tune in and take our time here, there's nothing really scary. And as you were saying, we're actually not taught about that in our lives. We're not taught about how to create that emotional stamina and how not to, you know, depend on our adrenal energy to get us out there. Figure out a solution, get me out of there. It's uncomfortable, I don't want it. And if you follow this thought, it doesn't have to be only in emergencies that we behave that way. We behave that way at work. Any kind of uncomfortable situation or a possible place where we're going to be pushed or stretched, we go exactly into that adrenal mode. Get me out of here, I want the solution now. And we look around at our world, and it's moving so fast. Where are we trying to get to? Why is now so uncomfortable?
What would you say helped you most, Najit, in the
It was, you know, I was very fortunate that I had, as you said before, I've had years of experience in meditation, in teaching, being immersed in this world. So I had those mindsets in place. And so even though there were days when I wouldn't say there were days when I felt sorry for myself, there were great, you know, periods of moments in a day when I would fall for the story and feel sorry for myself. But I couldn't really let myself do that because I had a 2-year-old son, and the most paramount thing in my mind at the time was how to, you know, navigate the landscape so that he wasn't imprinting this in a way that was going to damage him for the rest of his life. That, you know, mother's in pain, she's screaming all the time, and that was really what helped me to monitor my behavior, because I wanted to model the highest that I could and in the most honest way for my son. So that was very helpful for me because I wanted to really practice what I had been teaching and counseling for years with people, you know, helping people go through crisis, whether that's cancer or the loss of someone. So I really got to apply what I knew. And so what were some of the basic techniques that I practiced every day? One was to listen to what was happening to me inside, to be really honest. So some days I might just say, I'm really afraid. I feel really afraid. I don't know what's happening. I'm afraid that I'm never going to get up. I'm always going to be bedridden. And so then I would look and say, okay, where in my body am I holding that fear? Because as my sister said, that's what you feel right now. That's what you might be feeling today, but it isn't necessarily what you're going to feel tomorrow.
Yes.
So it's really important to isolate that thought and not think that it was a forever feeling.
Yeah.
And then clear it from my body by saying, okay, body, where am I holding that? And really listen and say, you know, it might be in my heart, it might be in my legs. And what color did I want? What color did that place in my body want to wash that out and washing that out? And the other thing was, which is really important, was to not feel like I had to play the victim of someone who's been injured, one who's suffering, and that I could still be funny and that I could still tell people what I needed to do, and that I still had my smarts, you know, that I wasn't the victim of the situation. And pretty early on, I mean, probably as the accident was happening, I made a very conscious decision, which was that this was not going to be a defining point in my life.
Yeah.
That was it. And that's something that I wanted to talk about, was the code that I came back, which is that sense of making choices and decisions as you are in the experience of your worst case scenario, that you really have those minute increments of time within which you can make choices. For instance, let's say you're going to the doctor, you've had some tests done, and you're really afraid that they're going to give you bad news. So before you even go there, before you even enter such a worst-case scenario, that, you know, your fear is that you're going to be told you have cancer. So you're going to go see the doctor. They've got the results. Before you go, you know, in your consciousness, ask the doctor what color he wants. Energetically work with the situation. Ask your body, what's my worst-case scenario fear? Where am I holding it? It's in my stomach. Clear that out. Really get honest with what's happening in the moment for you. And then, for instance, if you do go to the doctor, you've done all of this, and the doctor starts to say, you've got cancer. As they're saying it, don't shrink. Don't shrink. Yeah. Don't go, oh, cave in. Listen and say, extend your energy out and dispel the energy of that news, because we take that word, those words, cancer, or you're injured, this person is dying, and we immediately go into our fear based associations, that is the end of me, what's going to happen, and we begin to crumble from within. And if you can have the consciousness, the wherewithal in that moment to say no to that, and that you are going to use your consciousness and you're going to navigate through this situation, and that you will be fine. And what I mean by fine is that you will be whole in yourself. That even if you go through the whole experience of cancer and everything that happens, or you're going to go through an injury or divorce or illness, whatever it is, please, please, please say to yourself that you will be fine, that no matter what happens, that you, your sense of self, will be in wholeness, and that you are committing to that, that you're willing to commit to that even though it looks like everything around you is falling apart. Because if you don't stand up for that in yourself in that moment, who is going to speak up for your wholeness? Who is going to speak for the wisdom that's inside of you? So you've got to go back in that and trust yourself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as in the case of injuries and so on, you're going to encounter all...
We have to talk about that after the break, because we're heading to the break. So everyone, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We take a quick break. We have our guest, Navjeet Kandola, talking about how to be in the worst case scenarios. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our beautiful guest, Navjit Kandola. But before we continue, for anyone of you who want to know the secrets to live your dream out loud, break through fear, procrastination, make sure you visit my website, www.yoursoulguidance.com. I have created a 21-day journey with guided meditations, going to the temple of your soul, meeting that little nagging voice on your shoulder to let go of fear. You can find that absolutely free on www.yoursoulguidance.com. And you can also sign up for every Monday a free soul card reading. So there's lots of free stuff that's at yoursoulguidance.com. Navjit, can you tell the guests how they can connect with you and get all your lovely gifts and free stuff and newsletter blogs?
Yes, wonderful. I write a blog called tenderlogic.com, and it's a wonderful way to catch up on what I'm thinking and where things are at. I have also lots of free goodies in there from meditations and actual contemplations about, for instance, this is one of them, how to be in worst-case scenarios or how to focus. And so there's a lot of that, and it's all at tenderlogic.com. So please come and visit and participate in the conversation of, you know, what is it that we want to be a part of and how to blaze a trail in our own lives and within our own families and our communities.
Thank you. Well, we were talking before the break about, you know, how to be in worst case scenarios, but especially like you said, you go to the doctor and you get your diagnosis, like you have cancer or you have this or you have that, and you don't shrink, but you keep standing in your wholeness and things will work out.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, we have given away so much of our own self-authority to experts. And yes, they are an expert because they've studied the subject, they know the field. And but at the same time, to not give that over, I mean, one of the things that I realized in my journey was that there were experts and they would tell me something and a different expert would tell me something else. And so, again, I had to make the decisions. I had to decide what was going to be the best for my body and a decision that I could stand behind. And I think that's really, really important, is to really make decisions that you make, taking into all the information that's being provided by your doctor, by your acupuncturist, by your intuitive healer, whoever you are employing to give you that information, you make the decision. If you hand over the decision to someone else, then you can't stand behind it if something goes wrong. And so you want to be able to be in a position, no matter what happens, you stand in that decision. And so, for instance, in my situation, I didn't opt for the skin grafts at the beginning because I needed to attend to myself. My body and my psychological state wasn't in such a place that I felt that I could honestly handle creating more pain for myself and being away from my child. So I made that decision. Many people didn't agree with that decision, family members, my doctors, but that was my decision, and I'm glad that I made that decision, because when I did eventually have the skin graft, I was able to be more physically strong for it, you know, because we just think, oh, I'll just, you know, do it to the body, take some skin off and stick it on some other part of your body. But wow, the body is extremely traumatizing to take big patches of skin off your one side of the body to put them on the other side of the body. And I was listening, and my body was not ready for it when they wanted to do that. So really important to stand in your wholeness, to go against the current sometimes, you have to, but to know that this is your life. You are in this extreme situation, you don't like it, but that you are going to have to and want to bat for your own team, i.e. your own health. And the choices, and you can go on a journey of self-discovery through your accident, through your illness, and instead of it being a fearful one, imagine if you could, you know, not be so dependent on the outcome, that you could really allow yourself to have the discovery of who you are. I think a lot of the suffering would end if we allowed ourselves to be honest and faced the fears that we have. Just as your show talks about overcoming fear, in this particular landscape, it's very heightened. There aren't very many places of options of escaping or getting out of it. And so imagine if you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to be here, and I'm not going to let this situation decide how I'm going to be here. I'm going to decide how I get to be here.
And did you see in your son, did you learn from your son? Because how did he take this?
You know, it was really fascinating to be going through something together, to have somebody who's so young. The initial thing that I saw with him was that he just wanted to be with me. That was it. And so he was still nursing when the accident happened, so he still wanted to do that. But that was challenging because I was taking morphine at the time. So, you know, the conversation for me was, okay, I need to wean him off now. Yeah. And so we had to go through a whole bunch of processes that were false, that weren't part of our plan of how we were going to raise our child. And so the things that I saw with him were that I needed to create stability. He was very sensitive to loud noises because of the explosion. He was very afraid of fire. But, you know, taking advice from various therapists and people in the family who've experienced things, the children, the way to be with it was to create stability, and that was one of the reasons for me not choosing to go for my surgeries, because I wanted him to anchor in and feel that I was going to be there. Because initially, when the accident happened, we were separated for 10 days. And for a two-year-old child who's never been away from their mother or father, yeah, and was still nursing, that was pretty traumatic. And to be put on morphine, to be bandaged head to toe, it was pretty intense. And so, you know, we just wanted to create home again for him as quickly as we could, so that he could begin to unravel from his experience and, you know, go on a healing journey. And I would say that he's still on a healing journey. I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Najit, what do you know for sure?
Well, what I know for sure is that this life is good and that we are lucky and that if you can have a giggle every day, that you're coming out on top. I think having a sense of humor was one of the key components of the code, was to still let yourself be funny, still let yourself be silly. And that's one of the things that I learned through my son, was that if we both focused on the pain, it wasn't going to be that much fun. But if we distracted ourselves and didn't have to be so serious in our story, that it could be a different kind of a story where there were moments of joy and magic and fun. And so, yeah, I think that this life is really great and fully committed to it, even though it's topsy-turvy sometimes. But it's really brilliant. It's really brilliant. It's very well thought through. Whoever put it together for us, or we do it ourselves, it's amazing. And that, you know, we can connect to the truth in ourselves. We don't have to be afraid. And we can be loving beings, even when we're in worst-case scenarios.
Right, I love that. What is the best ritual of your day?
You know, I would say that my favorite ritual—I wouldn't call it a ritual, but something that I do—is just quietening and going inside of myself and just taking in everything, not wanting it to be one way or the other, but just taking it in as is, being really present in the now of it all. Good, bad, ugly, up, down, sad, sideways, inside out, whatever it is, but just to be able to say yes and not squeeze and choose to expand. And so I do that every day. You know, I'll take a deep breath in, I'll close my eyes, and just breathe into the deepest part of me, into the love of me, and say, you know, I trust that. Mm-hmm. I trust that. And I feel like that when I connect to that part of myself and I let that energy radiate out and fill my body, I feel like I am whole.
Oh,
and
that
I get
wonderful
to live this life. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Navjeet. And I hope, as everybody's listening, you know, you can really sense that, and the authentic and genuine, I would say, power Navjeet has to really bring this to the planet. Can you tell one more time your website?
Yes, it is tenderlogic.com. My name is Navjeet Khandola, and I talk about these things. I talk about love. I talk about consciousness. I talk about healing. I talk about spirituality in a way that is very much about the language of our times. You know, it's not only for people who are spiritually inclined, but, you know, people who work and who don't have time to think in spiritual terms. So it's in a language that's very, very useful and very easy to digest.
Usually there's
some humor and fun in there too.
Oh, well, I want to thank you for sharing such great information and inspiration, and thank all of you for turning into Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. Next week, we're back, and have a great week. Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love.
Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
This
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.